Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Living another week in God's purpose. Another week of time to do some excellent work. Another week to put PTAD. Good morning, Deanna Hustle. I had to switch it up this morning.
I see. 5:59 on your time. It is a high of 83. Currently, it is 58 in KCK.
Hi, D. There we go.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Elder Abuse Awareness Day?
Oh, no. We can't have none of that, no. Nah. But I feel good. I feel great. We got Mayor Quinn Lucas coming on the show, talking all things KC. Our conversation starts at 7:38.
And, of course, your TMG goes down into 23. Singer Joe gets candid on an unprofessional moment. And Chingy confronts the trolls online, talking about taking care of men.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, y'all. We are hustling and shining this time. Oh, man, to live in God's blessings. With Deanna Hustle and Brian B. Shining live from the Brian and Kruger Studios on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
On rare occasions, your words can be convincing. Much more often, pretty much all the time, it's your actions that convince others of what you value. When words and actions contradict, actions always win. People know who you are by what you do, no matter what you may say otherwise. But it's not only the visible and obvious actions that define you in the eyes of others, it's also the things you do when no one is looking. Even when there are no other witnesses, you always know what you're doing. And your repeated actions affect who you are in ways impossible to hide. Though no one else may be watching, you're watching. And what you see builds the genuine character people pick up on when they do encounter you. You cannot evade the truth of who you are, so it's essential to make that truth the best it can be. Always act as if others are watching, and when they do watch, they'll be pleased with what they see. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 83. Currently, it is 58 in the River Market. Big Meech, you might remember him because he's mentioned in several of our hip-hop classic songs. He is the co-founder of Black Mafia Family, also former drug kingpin from the D. Now, he talks a little bit about his story and the fact that it's a double standard.
Look how many movies been done on the Italian Mafia. So when they do a show on Big Meech,
I don't want my son looking at him.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done a lot of positive stuff. You know, like I said, it's the right way to do wrong. I've done a lot of positive stuff. I was raised in a good home. So I'm seeing they struggle being good people. They on welfare. My mom got to act like my daddy don't live with us. People don't know that part of my story.
Have you watched any of the documentaries on the Black Mafia Family?
Nah, not really.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a great story to actually watch. I love a good documentary. So, you know, especially from the POV of the people that are out there doing wrong. But, I mean, I get his point of view with certain things. He did his time, him and Southwest T, his brother. So at this point, it is what it is. If Jay-Z get a pass, I feel like other people get a pass because you did your time. at this point, you should. And see, there you go. Because
they had a whole empire, dog. So you tell me you compare 20, one person to a whole empire.
Hey, I'm just saying.
But not every look, man. There's a comeback story. There's a redemption story. And there's room for you to do right where and grow to do right where you did do wrong. You can I believe in repay. You know, your debt to God. So
yeah,
to speak.
In that conversation, I'm going to leave that up to you and God. I don't even interfere with that.
Maybe that could be his purpose in life, though. You could flip it to, you know, and you could turn a whole generation that you use for, you know, dope dealing, you could turn them into believers or something, or whatever positive that you want to do.
Yeah. Other news, John B. sat down on Paul Pierce's podcast and was asked who the king of R&B is in his opinion.
I would say Babyface is the king of R&B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's written more number one hits than anyone in the game. He's a one-stop shop. He sings, he produces, and he writes.
Mm-hmm. I like that answer.
I like the guy. That's his homeboy. That's, of course. But look, we can state a case for Babyface because he is a five-star tool player. He does it all. Write, produce, sang, background music. He played the instruments. What you want him to do, he can do it.
And he's even made himself current recently. I don't know in the last 5 years if you heard his project, but he had younger artists on and
You talking about the one that dropped like 4 years ago?
Yep, with Tink. Yeah. Tink is on it, LMA, Lucky Day.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that song LMA, boy, that was my jam. Yeah.
I love the fact that he puts on for the younger
keep
people. Keeps
on
so
falling in love.
Oh, yeah, that. A Bapiana for sure.
Oh boy, look, you need to play that at the no request. I gotta request that at the no request.
Oh, you gonna request something at the no request?
Yeah, I am.
That is a classic. I might have to throw that in the rotation
my joint,
for
boy.
Sure.
Can I get that going? Oh, I can get it going. Uh oh.
Yeah, I was gonna just tell the people, text us right now, cousins. We wanna know who do you think is the king of R&B?
Jacquees for me.
816-900-4103. Who is the king of R&B, Kansas City, in your opinion? Text us right now. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back with the weekend recap, 6:39. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
We going to let Babyface take us out. Come on.
I keep some falling in love.
And
Ella
May.
Oh, yeah. Keep some falling in love. I keep some falling in love.
KC, this your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
Weekend recap, D. It all started at Uzazi Village as they had a food pantry. And they usually have these, I think it's every Wednesday and Friday at Uzazi Village, 4332 Truths. Just an outstanding organization that... This is the organization that I speak of that speaks to the heart of Kansas City because they automatically just give back to those who are in need of children's clothes, and they take care of families. They offer doulas. Mm-hmm. They offer alternative birthing methods. Mm-hmm. They provide it all at Uzazi Village. That is a special, special place at 4332 Truce. And then you slid on over to Aura and, you know...
Yeah, shout out to DJ Dude. We linked up for another D&D classic. It was a great vibe. A lot of Geminis were in the building.
Dupe and Dion. I love that.
Shout out to Skip for that.
My
she came
babies.
Up with that.
I love
you. See
you.
So, no, it was a good time for sure. And then, of course, I know Saturday, lot of things went down. Before the storm, we kicked it.
Yeah, TNT, Tacos and Tequila. Had a good time there. Shout out to all the cousins who slid through and slid out.
I know. Slid? You mean ran out?
But we got up out of there, boy. 36 Mafia did. They were supposed to do what?
One song. They ended up bullying their way on the stage and doing about six, seven, you know, literally songs or so. But I mean, it was a dope experience just to kind of be there. 112 did a phenomenal job. Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, they killed it. Ray J, Sammy, Bobby V, Pleasure P, they did their thing too.
And then Deanna had the magenta carpet going in the background, man, doing her thing with the interviews.
The T-Mobile carpet? Some magenta. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we was killing it. So we was vibing for sure. And I will be posting later on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Got a chance to ask them if they had Kansas City Barbecue. And they actually name dropped which spot that they only trust when they come to the town.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things happened over the weekend. Yeah, the UFC fight.
Yeah, the White House lawn turned into battlegrounds. We'll talk about that in TMG later on, so you ain't got to worry about it right now. And then, of course, congratulations are in order to the New York Knicks as they have been crowned the NBA.
Knickerbockers.
Watch it now. That was close.
I know it was.
That was very close. You started off real strong, too. I didn't know where that word was headed.
But yeah,
big things over the weekend.
And then we got to shout out our cousins in Butler, Missouri, as they suffered a devastating crash. It was 12 killed in a skydiving plane crash yesterday in Butler, Missouri. So for those who are tapped in Butler, if you can hear us, we thinking about you here in KC on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So two Texas truck drivers are accused of possessing more than $18,000 worth of England national soccer team gear that investigators say was stolen before the shipment arrived here in Kansas City ahead of the World Cup, D. Mustafa Salik and Irfan Kamal, they're each charged with one felony count of receiving stolen property. And Melissa Johnson, she ain't playing no games. She filed the charges a day after the Kansas City police confirmed that they were investigating this missing equipment. So all the items were recovered, including autographed team jerseys, soccer cleats, World Cup soccer goal, goalkeeper gloves, team apparel, and a whole bunch of other stuff valued about over $18,000. So they was trying to get them a little lick. Yeah.
What in the GTA is going on?
Yeah. Well, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail. Indeed, you are.
We are sitting high aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
I want to shout out all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning live. And shout out to all of the streamers, man, that's tapping into the YouTube, the Twitch, the Twitter, the Facebook. Thank you for checking me and Deanna out live in the Brown and Kruber studio. And, of course, all the cousins that's out riding around in Kansas City on this beautiful Monday, whether you're at the Grandview Triangle from I-29 and I-35 in the Northland, or if you're on I-35 in the Northland in Armour, from 152 Highway and I-35 in Liberty, or how about our cousins on 435 right now just trying to survive that, that what? Well, how many lanes is it? 8 or 10 lanes? I don't know, but there's a lot of them right there on Holmes and Warner. Y'all better be careful right there.
Slow
you
down.
Know they be right there. And also shout out to the cousins that's driving in the downtown loop, wherever you are in Kansas City. You tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine. We don't take it for granted. And we appreciate you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start in the Facebook comments. Big love to Kesha Marie, Kiera, Marcus Hearn, Clarissa Singletary, Stacey Davis, SK Cuts. We appreciate y'all for waking up with us on the text line. It's thumping. Shout out to the Carvin's girls. Big love to Rashawn from Mama Quita. No, that's right. What's up, Anthony Drone? Anastasia said, good morning. Have a fabulous Monday. One of our cousins from the A16 said, I'm here, y'all. Oh, there we go. Hey, Naomi K. Hoping that you have a great day. Chrissy Britton, big love to you as well. Coach Rich Harris, always tapped in with us. And you know, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, always holding it down. We appreciate you oh so much, cousin. And then also, I know you was texting. You had a couple people that, maybe one person. Major shout out to one of your people tapped in.
Yeah, shout out to Bailey. We was at Tacos at Tequila.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she said she'd be tapping in the Hustle and Shine every single morning.
That's
Bailey,
love.
We love and appreciate you, man, for real.
Yeah, we really do.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time, high of 82. Currently it is 59 in Independence. Have you ever had an unprofessional moment? Well, many people have. Singer Joe shares a story of him backstage at the BET Awards.
I got into it with one of the higher-ups, and I cursed them out, and they took my award from me. So I want to apologize to Stephen Hill. Whatever I was going through, whatever's going on backstage, I apologize to you. But at the same time, I should have got my award.
Wow, yeah, you can't do that, dog. It's just certain things you got to, you know. I wonder what he said, though. I want to know both sides.
Yeah, now I need to know what was going on. It sounded like it might have just been a lot of chaos or
something.
You can't
sing better than Avant.
You go to Kansas City too much.
He do be here. Now that you say that, you ain't wrong. You are not wrong.
Stop dirty making all the time in your song.
Yeah, just be careful when you're in them professional settings, because you might say something that might, you know, you might put your foot somewhere where, you know, you don't want it. Chingy, rapper Chingy, he set the record straight after he debuted a new bald look. Critics are in the comments straight up trolling him.
Men these days that's well grown keep themselves together, like to look appropriate, look nice. They starting to say these men is gay and all this. Like, y'all need to cut that.
He's sick of y'all. Somebody was commenting on his eyebrows and his lashes. They thought his eyebrows were arched. His eyebrows are already been pretty solid. You know, I've always noticed that guys really have, like, most guys have, like, the lashes. Y'all lashes
do
be
that.
Long.
Don't do that. Let's not do that.
That's a compliment. What's wrong with that?
I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all always say
stigma.
That.
No.
Y'all always talking about our eyelashes.
A lot of guys
leave
have
us alone.
Really good, like, eyelashes.
Damn.
Which might make sense because y'all might not mess with them, you know, to
Stop
mess them up.
Stop trying to emasculate us.
That's not
emasculating.
Come
on, man.
Like, that's the thing. Lashes is so far from...
Everybody got eyelashes.
Yeah, you know.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Back at it again. Another Monday talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson was on Hustle and Shine last week, and she said, parents need to simply get your kids. Mayor Lucas, your recent Facebook post about teenagers struck a chord with a lot of parents. You said a 4 a.m. shooting isn't explained by kids having nothing to do. It's about mentorship, accountability, and respect. Now, most parents are doing their best they can, you know, in a world that's a lot different than the one they grew up in, Mayor Lucas. But with more serious incidents involving young people, do you think we're moving toward a point where parents could face greater consequences for the actions of their children? And where do you draw the line between personal responsibility in the home and society's responsibility to provide opportunity, support, and intervention?
You know, I'm going to start with it starts at home. So a lot of us, and Brian, I know you and I are a similar generation. A lot of folks are. Not like we were growing up perfect, you know? Our moms were working. Those of us who had dads around, they were working too. It hasn't been easy out here for a little while. But we were also, many of us, blessed to be raised with that respect, that just basic kind of humanity that's talking about how you don't want to take somebody's life, how you're going to respect other people. And that's the sort of thing that all of us, and this is why I put that out, all of us need to be a part of. So I'll be straight with you. I am not one who wants to throw a bunch of parents in jail for, you know, what their 14-year-old is doing at whatever time. That being said, that doesn't mean that you can't be an important part of their lives. That doesn't mean that even if you don't live with your child, you shouldn't be trying to check in on what they're doing, how they're being mentored, what they are doing all summer. You know, something that I've learned since I've been mayor, it may be less that, and it's important, and the city's going to keep doing what we need to with Mayor's Night Hoops, Mayor's Night Kicks, Mayor's Night Volleyball, dance clubs, etc. We'll do our nighttime stuff, but what are half these kids doing today at 2:00 in the afternoon? Right back in the day during the summer, some of us were either finding a job, finding something to do. That's where you start to teach some of that responsibility, those morals. I'll be straight up being tired. I had one summer where at the beginning of the summer, I was moving furniture and I had these dudes 60 years old who put me to shame even though I was 16 and figuring all that out. So for me, it is more about how do we lead? How do we lead by example? I like being out in the streets, but it's not just, you know, me doing it for fun. I love seeing other men. You saw that at 18th and Vine the other day. Y'all both did. A bunch of fellas who had their kids out. I think we need to keep showing that mentorship, and that's how you make a difference in a child's life. It ain't a basketball in an empty gym 8 nights over a summer. It's instead making sure every day they know somebody loves them, is going to hold them accountable.
Now, about 2 weeks or so ago, Mayor Lucas, you told everyone to behave because we have company. And unfortunately, it's been a lot of activity that's been going on in the last 2 weeks. Now, two were charged after $18,000 was stolen in England team gear that was recovered in Kansas City. When we do stuff here in the town, it's getting national attention. Now, as KCPD and the prosecutor's office has worked very quickly to press those charges, things are still happening. And when we are getting that negative press and that negative attention, it's on a national level. Do you have any comments on how we should be maneuvering here in the town and combating kind of that negative press that does make some stories seem 10 times worse than what they really are?
Yeah, I mean, let me say this first. While imperfect, I think this weekend was a lot better than the previous one. You heard in most of our larger areas, fairly calm, right? And so I think we did well. That English national team theft, that wasn't our cousins, right? That was a Florida to Kansas City shipment. The drivers, both of whom from Texas, appear to be some brothers or something, ripped them off, not even in Kansas City. That doesn't mean that we won't, however, do the work to investigate it at KCPD, mm-hmm. and our outstanding prosecutor, Melissa Johnson, brought charges, I think, within about 18 hours. And so let me put that respect on them. A lot of people like to talk about what they think the prosecutor is or is not doing. I think she's been exceptional. When she has the charges, she files them. But let me say this more broadly, making sure that we are acting right, as we saw from the incidents two weekends ago, isn't about just keeping people not from here safe. It's about taking care of ourselves. I'm proud this weekend that we didn't have any incidents blow up at a club. I'm proud this weekend that we were seeing most people handle each other with respect. And when I went to FanFest, what I was probably the proudest of is I saw people from our community out there. I'm seeing people be part of this engagement. So this is on behalf of our children and our families. These events in the world, having a worldwide renowned soccer team that's practicing at Swope Park, next to the Swope Park pool, right? That means something for us. And actually, I will let y'all know breaking news here. I was with a big business developer who was like, I'd love to invest in the Swope Park pool. I think it's amazing. I think that there's a path on that and all of that. That man probably wouldn't have been standing next to that pool without this. This is how we get that type of reinvestment. This is why we act right. And this is why this sort of thing is important for everybody. And I'm about to chase him down for $40 million too.
You better run.
Yeah, had a couple more million right. For Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, you've introduced a new ordinance that will classify unlicensed and unpermitted businesses as public nuisance, giving the city stronger tools to shut them down. You've pointed out that some of these operations have been connected to shootings, illegal gambling, and other violent crime. Now, after hours is nothing new to some of the cousins in the town that's tapping in right now. But with this recent incident that hit global news during the World Cup, What is your message to those who are operating these businesses?
Yeah, I'll just do right, right? I mean, back to my original comment on having respect for people. If you don't have security, heck, if you know you're not following the fire code, the people that you are putting at risk, the lives aren't worth it. And so I know that somebody may be saying, well, look, I'm just making a few dollars. I'm just a promoter bringing people together, and they adults and will do their own thing. That's not right. That is not right for our community. Long term, that's not right for yourself. So there will be repercussions. And I don't want those repercussions to be that you end up in jail because there was a stampede at your unlicensed spot, because there was a shootout at your spot. And I don't want the repercussion being that a whole bunch of people died or got shot because you couldn't follow the rules. It is common human decency to follow these rules. But if you can't, this is why we're changing our rules and our laws. We're going to try to shut you down. I don't want to shut down anybody. I want to do what I can. But look, I'm going to make sure we protect these people, because there are too many incidents where we have people in harm's way, particularly young people. And I'm not going to stand for it.
It is. Word from the man himself.
Drop the mic right there.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We will holler at you next week. Please continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
All right, I'm going to see y'all at Arrowhead Tuesday night, Argentina, Algeria. See y'all later.
See you at Kansas City Stadium.
That's right.
Be safe on those bikes.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 83. Currently, it is 67 in Top City. Rapper will.i.am speaks on fatherhood, and he might even went into overshare mode.
I think I pass that when I get older. I think I'll be a dope dad, but the moment I'm a dad, I probably want to do all this stuff.
Why?
Because I just want to be a dad, yeah. The way my mom is a mom. I'm like 51, and like, I never did it without a condom in my entire life.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
then that I means his so. Chances of fatherhood are slim to none. What do you mean?
I mean, yeah, but you had it right. That was completely overshadowed.
No!
We didn't need to hear that. We don't need no those details.
And he went on and he was talking to Jess Hilarious, and he went on to say when he has, you know, kicked it with people, he just didn't imagine them long term. So that's kind of why he said he's a control freak and all these things. So, I mean,
of course, that was crazy.
That makes sense. Okay. So. Other news, I don't know if you watched it, B. I don't know if you were there. The White House lawn. It turned into battleground.
Oh, word, if I was there.
I was asking a question.
Oh, no. We're going to get to this right now.
I didn't know if you
now.
Like UFC games. Do you not like UFC matchups?
Nah. Get to what you was really
you
trying
like football,
to say.
You like football, so.
Ain't got nothing to do with football.
Well, it's an aggressive sport, you know, so I didn't know. I was just putting it out there.
Keep on, man.
Just a little, you know, just a little Monday fun.
Turn your mic off.
Might happen on accident. So, America's 250th anniversary went down. And, of course, President Trump's birthday as well. And the White House lawn, like I said, was turned into battlegrounds for the UFC matchup.
The dance party with Beyonce.
Lots of people have been expressing their dislike for this moment, especially considering how many historic things have happened on the White House lawn. You let us know how you feel, Casey.
She's nasty about me.
816-900-4103.
You don't give a damn about none of that. You think he
cares? It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Yikes. That took a turn. Whoa there. Let's get up out of this.
Tremendous amounts of water.
That's the word of gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Geminis, you got about five
Wasn't
days
it raining?
Left.
Look at you counting down the days of Geminis, they going to jump you one day.
No, they not. Geminis love me.
Spring. Do you love them?
That's a conversation for another day. It's a love and hate. Shout out to the Geminis. We love y'all, though.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those amusing, charming, and youthful Geminis.
How you doing?
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to R&B singer who's giving us the classic I Wish and several other hits. Happy birthday to Carl Thomas. A big happy birthday to the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Happy B-Day to our little niece, Northwest. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to rapper, actor, producer, director, writer, and actor. One of the OGs and one of the best to do it, in my opinion. A former member of N.W.A., happy birthday to Ice Cube.
Okay, B, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Will Moore, Avion Johnson, and Robert Clark. Sending birthday love to Vino's Best Grimes, Dante D. Washington. Plus a big special happy birthday going out to DJ Yanni Baby and everybody else born on June 15th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Dominique.
Hey, Dominique. What you doing, cousin?
I'm actually at work at the moment.
Okay, you hiding under that desk. All right, yeah, steal us a couple pins, please. Dominique, what flavor of air freshener you got in your car?
Honestly, there's no air freshener. The car just got a car, so there's nothing in there as of now.
Just a whole bunch of shoes.
Good for y'all.
Bunch of bags, a bunch of empty perfume bottles and lotion bottles.
Did you say you just got it, though?
I did just get the car.
So she might not have had time to really settle in and make her imprint.
You still got the new car smell in there. Yeah. That'll work.
That's correct. Yes.
All right, Dominique, we got two tickets to send you to the Bigger Than Life Fest that's going down Sunday, July 26th. Kevin Gates, DaBaby, and more will be in the building. In order to secure those tickets, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
Trap money, penny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Roof.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? So you'll never ever leave from beside
come
me.
Come on.
Cause I want you. And I need you. I'm down for you always.
Okay. Yay!
Too bad. In the.
You ready for that City Girls part?
I was.
Dominique, you are getting those two tickets to the Bigger Than Life Fest, girl.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Who is your plus one?
More than likely, it's my mom.
Oh, your mama finna kick you. Your mama finna kick it. I know that's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Now wait, if the baby call your mama up on stage, can she go?
Yes, she can. We got the same name. So, Dominique Jones. So, hopefully, maybe he'll call me.
He'll call you instead. The mama can record.
Hey.
Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
All right, Dominique. Please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
It's Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jam. Thank you so much.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?